Alyssa and Justin with you. Happy Monday. All morning long, we are playing Ask Justin Anything because we are all, myself included, getting to know Justin, and he's great. May I ask you the first question right now, and I'll make it quick.
Of course. Bring it.
The sexiest music video of all time. When you were growing up, did you have a video that you reacted to in a way? Like, I remember when I saw Christina Aguilera's video for Dirty, I had like this visceral reaction, like she's boxing, everybody's touching her. It made me feel things. What did you react to?
Shakira's hips.
Oh, they don't lie.
Oh my God, they don't. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Shakira. Anything Shakira.
Anything Shakira.
J-Lo, the way she dances, just.
Both great answers. Mm. Do you have any faves from Facebook, Justin?
I got a couple. Emily Welby said, what is it really like to share so much of your life on air and online? It's pretty cool because when you meet fans, they feel like they already know you. Like they feel like they're friends of yours. They feel like we're buddies, which is pretty cool since I don't really have many friends in real life. So when I go out to events, I feel like I have so many more friends and things to talk about.
That's nice to say. Can I tell you, I hate the word fans. I say listeners all the time because I don't think I have fans. I just have people that I'm friends with. Like listeners are friends. I don't know. I have a reaction to the word fans. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could see if it was OnlyFans, but it's a different type of fan.
I don't mind that. Make your money. I'm just saying the word fans to me makes me feel like I'm putting myself on a pedestal, which seems odd and pretentious.
Oh.
Next question. Oh. It's not about me. It's about you.
All right. Now, here's a critical one. Goonies or Stand By Me? This is from Tara Jo. Now, you're hitting my heart here. Those are two of my favorite movies. Goonies is such a fun adventure, and you can go on and just enjoy this beautiful adventure. But Stand By Me, it hits you in the emotions. It hits you in the giggles. Stand By Me is definitely the one for me. I've seen that way more than I've seen the Goonies.
Is it because you know that Jerry O'Connell grew up to marry a supermodel and it kind of pays off in the end?
If you could be the chubby kid, you grew up to marry the supermodel.
No, these are good answers.
Susan L. Hardy wants to know, have you ever dated an older woman? I've only dated one woman younger than me, and that was my ex-wife who I was married to for 17 years.
How old was the age gap between you and the oldest lady you dated? Was she like 90? Did you date Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls?
Because if I did, I'd probably be like living in Miami Beach, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being a friend.
Some sort of penthouse or something. All right, Mary Hill. Do you ever look at Lissa and think, this is one of the nicest people I have ever met, and I just lucked out with this job.
Mary, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Every morning, Mary. I've told her this, that she, I've worked in radio for over 15 years and worked with a lot of different shows, and that she is the most pleasant person that I've ever had a chance to work with in the mornings.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you.
You have this smile every morning. You always have something nice to say.
That's nice.
It's not something that I'm used to in radio. Normally, it's a bunch of grumpy people in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's a big one. Did you listen to Rocky and Lissa? And are you nervous to fill his spot? I've known Rocky for over 20 years because I've been in radio for a long time and we met at a bunch of radio conventions. I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for him. I didn't get to listen to you guys that much because I never really lived in the area, but I know how much Rocky meant to this community. And I feel like a tremendous responsibility to live up to how much he meant to this place, how much he meant to the community, how much joy and love he brought to the community every morning.
He did. He would be very happy to hear you say that. And he might be listening because he does listen. Hi, Rock. I love you. He's going to be one of my best friends for life. He's just one of the best humans I ever met. Ever.
He's such a nice dude.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's ever said anything bad about Rocky ever.
Right. Exactly. And if they do, I question them. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But I hope you also know that it's not on you to be somebody else. Like, you be you, and we will definitely accept you.
I appreciate that. And I felt nothing but kindness since I've started
here.
Not only from the staff, but from the people in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, I love hearing that.
It's been incredible.
Good.
Maria Cristina, what is your biggest fear? I'm already getting emotional just thinking about it. Letting my kids down.
Oh.
That's my biggest fear in
life.
Not being a good dad.
You're a great dad. What are you talking about?
So far, like, you know, it's a long journey, you know? You take them through their different stages in life. And
I know.
Not
but
being
I think
a good
every
dad
parent
is the scariest
feels that.
Thing.
Don't you think?
I just thinking about it hurts my heart.
You're amazing. I've only known you for a nanosecond, but I know that your kids adore you, and I adore my dad, and they look at you the way I look at my dad. And just don't be afraid. Every parent makes a mistake. Give yourself some grace there.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're being real. That's good.
P1 Cat, I wanted to know how parenthood has changed him, good, bad, and ugly. It's made me more emotional, if that was even possible. It's definitely given me a new outlook on life. I can actually make the future a better place by making my kids better people.
Yes, that's a great answer.
It's very weird because I was very emotional beforehand.
Emotion is not a bad thing. And please don't ever beat yourself up for having emotion. I noticed that even when my niece and nephew were born, I saw everything through a different lens. I'm going, they're noticing everything I do.
Oh my God.
I need to be a good influence and I need to like get my poop in a group. I need to be a good person. Like I'm always a good person, but I need to like know that they're noticing everything you do.
And they do. My kids are 4 and 6 and they notice everything. They say something sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, you saw that?
You
like,
clocked that?
Oh, wow.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Thank you for answering all these questions so earnestly. And I hope you know that our listeners will love that. The fact that you're real. Like, please, because you're going to beat yourself up. Hang on. You're going to go away from the show and go, why did I get emotional? Why was I real? They love real. I love real. Everybody loves real. You did great.
Except for the people who call me a crybaby.
That's on them.